This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection. Obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, Brainstuff. I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and this is another classic episode. This one originally aired in 2018, and it concerns an area of technological development that is still in development today. The capture of harmful carbon dioxide pollution to turn into useful fuel.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Svante Arrhenius was a Swedish electrochemist who, in 1895, predicted that man-made carbon dioxide emissions would dramatically transform Earth's climate. You and I live in the future he saw coming. So far, the 21st century has witnessed 17 of the 18 hottest years on record. And just as Arrhenius suspected, the main cause of this warming trend is all the CO2 we keep pumping into the atmosphere. The scale of the problem is jaw-dropping. In the year 2017 alone, human beings unleashed 40.5 billion tons, about 36.8 billion metric tons, of this world-altering greenhouse gas. Much of the blame falls on our transportation infrastructure. Around 20% of global CO2 emissions are made by cars, trucks, airplanes, and other vehicles. Though, just out of saying, when cows and other farm animals burp or fart, they're contributing to climate change, too. The methane in livestock's belches and flatulence makes up 39% of all agriculture-related greenhouse gas emissions. But back to carbon dioxide. Wouldn't it be nice if we could pull CO2 out of thin air and incorporate it into a new kind of vehicular fuel that's better for the environment? We may be ready to start doing just that. In June of 2018, the energy research journal Joule published a study led by Harvard professor David Keith. An experimental physicist and public policy expert, Keith founded the company Carbon Engineering in 2009. The organization's mission is to, quote, develop and commercialize technology that captures industrial-scale quantities of CO2 directly from the air. With the help of Bill Gates and other investors, Carbon Engineering was able to open a $9 million direct air capture plant in 2015. Located in Squamish, British Columbia, the facility uses large fans to pull outside air through filters coated with a liquid solution that traps carbon dioxide. Then the captured gas is converted into small pellets of calcium carbonate. Using these pellets, Carbon Engineering has made synthetic gasoline, diesel, and even jet fuel. The advantages of this air-to-fuel process are considerable. Whereas naturally occurring fossil fuels are notoriously finite, these man-made liquids are renewable. And since they're produced with recycled CO2, they don't contribute to mankind's carbon footprint. Plus, our existing vehicles wouldn't need to be modified in any way to start running on these synthetic fuels. Over in Switzerland, there's another carbon capture plant run by Climeworks, a separate company which now sells recycled CO2. But if this technology is going to make a significant dent in our carbon emissions problem, we'll need a lot of new plants. So how cost-effective is that going to be? Last year, MIT engineer Howard Herzog estimated that it would cost an air capture facility $1,000 to generate a single U.S. ton, that's about 0.9 metric tons, of usable carbon dioxide. Keith's new paper begs to differ. According to his calculations, the process costs a more reasonable $94 to $242 per U.S. ton. Keith said in a press statement, "We can confidently say that while air capture is not some magical cheap solution, it is a viable and buildable technology for producing carbon-neutral fuels in the immediate future and for removing carbon in the long run." Today's episode is based on the article, "Carbon Capture to Fuel is Almost Here," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Mark Mancini. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Hi, listeners. I'm Andrea Gunning, host of Betrayal. This season on the podcast, we follow Stacey Rutherford, who thought she met her soulmate when she laid eyes on Dr. Justin Rutherford. They fell in love, and it was better than she ever imagined. But this family doctor, beloved father, and treasured husband had dark secrets. He had sworn to do no harm, but would resort to any means necessary to save himself. I'm excited to share this betrayal story with you, and even more excited to tell you that you can get access to all episodes 100% ad-free with an iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. Plus, you'll get access to the next episode 1 week ahead of everyone else, available only to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. And you'll also get access to all episodes from Betrayal Season 1 and Season 2 ad-free as well. So don't wait. Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.